So let's get into the material. There's always more to talk about. So last week, so we're working from page 17. This is where we started last week. I'll just very briefly review the several sections that we covered last week and then go to the new material. So the first is a definition of emotional balance. Ross says, the goal of balancing is not to experience the smooth flow of feelings, positive and negative, and remain unswayed. The goal, the real goal, is to achieve a non-emotional condition of always being unswayed. And emotion and love are different, right? So not experiencing positive and negative feeling doesn't mean blocked heart. It means unblocked emotional centers, second and third. It means a condition of great acceptance in which emotional turbulence doesn't occur. That's balance. And the purpose of life, or the catalyst of life experience, living here, is so that we learn the lessons of third density, which is the lessons of love, fourth chakra, right? The purpose of a density or dimension is to develop the qualities of consciousness that allow us to go beyond the density and to graduate or harvest to the next. In this case, it's the development of qualities of path choice, clear choice of our path, living that path in daily life, and developing qualities of love, love, compassion, acceptance. It means non-struggle, non-fighting. It means receptivity. When there's deep receptivity and acceptance, then there isn't a flow of painful emotion. So the purpose then of this dimension is to provide catalyst or experience moment by moment, difficult test by test, to see whether how well we can accept what is, surrender to what is. There may be action possible, there may not be action possible, but the first step is accepting what is as it is. And when there's positive and negative emotion, it shows that the catalyst is still needed. And so the best way to be finished, you know, to no longer need the manifestation or the experience of certain difficult conditions or certain conditions, the best way to be free of that need is to have learned what the goal for having those experiences is. And it's basically balance, a certain type of balancing in the face of such experiences. It's like when you learn to live alone, without self-pity or hurting yourself, with love, with kindness, without despairing, without a partner, then the partner can come. When you don't need it, then you get it. When you need it, you don't get it, because what you need, we need, is to experience the condition of not having, in the case of not having what we want, we need the experience of not having so that we can develop certain conditions of mind, patterns actually, a new orientation that will allow us to have later, to have what we want later in the best way. So the purpose of all deprivation is basically to develop qualities of consciousness that that will serve us and others well when the deprivation turns to the condition of having again. So it's like use it or lose it. If or use when you have it, when you have preferable or harmonious conditions, use them to make more harmony, growth for self and other, or you lose it. Now, that's, you know, a principle, but each case, each situation is different. Living in America now, when there's a lot of turmoil, does it mean that you can't, you're not qualified to live in harmony? No. It means you chose, we chose, to live in a very darkened, disharmonious planet at a certain time. But in personal life, not having what we wish is generally, for the purpose of developing qualities of consciousness and mind, that we hadn't developed well enough before while we had it. At least that's how I see it, and that's often the case. So that later, when we have again, we'll be more mature. And so the catalyst goes on so we can make a certain learning. When the learning is there, we no longer need the catalyst, whether the catalyst is not having what we wish or having what we don't like. Both. And so the purpose is not, you know, the purpose of this balancing, Ross says, is not indifference or objectivity, but rather a finely tuned compassion and love which sees all things as love. And seeing all things as love generates no emotional response due to life catalyst. That's the goal, to be free of emotional flow, positive and negative, but to simply see all things as love. So even though that goal is beyond us, it's good to have a true goal. You know, the goal is not to become Bashar or to become a channel. The goal is to become a Buddha, to become an avatar, a real, you know, to basically return to our true nature as infinite love, light, power. Not to become a well-adjusted human, but adjustment as human is part of our path to become the Logos again. So we shouldn't forget the true goal, and any true teacher holds a very high standard for himself, herself, and students, and we should too. And when we don't meet it, which we don't almost always, which is fine, it's not a problem, but at least we have a true goal. And I think that's very important. So, would a perfectly balanced entity feel any emotional response in being attacked? Ross said this is correct, meaning there would be no emotional reaction. The only response is love. Balance is not indifference, but rather the observer not blinded by any feelings of separation and fully imbued with love. So not blinded by any feelings of separation. All day long we have feelings of separation. You know, so this is a, you know, this is a high goal. They asked, Don asked about balancing the ego, and Ross said, basically, this is a concept. We can't work with it. It's misapplied, meaning it doesn't really come from understanding, and it's a wrong use of an empty term. And understanding won't come from using the term either. So that's why I don't use the term ego, and people who do don't understand this. So again, balancing means understanding and harmonizing. When there's deep harmonizing, which means greater loving and acceptance with wisdom and understanding, then there's balance. So what that requires, or a direct path to that, is understanding the chakras, which Ra calls the energy centers of mind, body, spirit, now on the second half of page 18. So I don't want to go through each of the chakras again. I mean, really, you can just read it. I would simply say that the main blockages are second and third chakra. Second relates to Ross's personal eccentricities, distortions with regard to self-conscious understanding or acceptance of self. So how we understand and feel about ourselves, how we think about me, understand that there's also a link between odd-numbered and even-numbered chakras. So there's seven chakras. There's a special connection between 1, 3, 5, 7, and a special connection between 2, 4, 6. So the bottom of six is two. There's an energy band between chakras two. 1-7, 2-6, 3-5, and 4 part in the middle. This is very nice, actually. Concentric circles. So on the second energy band is sixth chakra and second chakra. So the fullest development of second chakra, which means releasing patterns of blockage, energy blockage, which means confronting and understanding and balancing patterns of self-hate, self-blame, low self-esteem. I need, I don't like, I'm this and I'm not that. I want, I don't want. All of that is second chakra blockage. And it's harmonized in many ways by sixth chakra recognition, which is really done in meditation, which is despite or just as I am with these patterns that are distorted, still I am complete and whole and perfect because I am that I am, meaning you're not just a personality or a body or mind. You are all. That's the law of one, right? You are all things. You are. So an understanding of the law of one is development of sixth chakra that's activated by meditation chiefly, mainly, and it has an important part, I think, in the healing of second chakra. Third chakra, Ross said, resembles what we normally call ego. So ego is a third chakra blockage, nothing more. It manifests as power manipulation, and I would also say power rejection in group, meaning I have no power, I don't want power, I'm afraid of talking up in groups, I'm afraid of them looking at me, I'm afraid of how they'll see me, I don't like how I am in the group, or I don't like my position, or I'm in a bottom position, and that's who I am. Any kind of inflation or collapse of our sense of self in relation to groups and close relationships represents third chakra blockage. Third chakra, second chakra blockage are the main impediments to balance, is the main work in healing leading to balance. And in some ways, second chakra is well healed by fourth, third chakra is well healed by fifth. There are inner relationships between chakras too. So 3 and 5 have a connection, 2 and 4 have a nice connection. That's the main work. And finally, fourth and fifth centers. Heart chakra, green ray is fourth. This is considered, Ross says, the center from which 3D souls can springboard to infinite intelligence, intelligent infinity, which is 7. So when the heart is more open, or as the heart chakra develops more, the line straight up from the heart to the crown is free and clear. It's just a matter of activation. More wisdom, more truth. Facing more truth represents activation of fifth chakra. It represents a capacity to love more. You know, I wrote an essay called Loving Truth. Loving truth is the integration of fourth and fifth chakra. Loving truth is the way of healing second and third, and a very nice accelerant to consciousness expansion. So if you want to have a close relationship, or make, you know, you want to use the close relationship well, speak truth kindly always, or generally, or mainly, speak truth kindly. That may lead to the end of the relationship. It may lead to other people freaking out. It may lead to something, but it represents a shining of light that gives the other an opportunity to accept light and know their truth better too. Now, the reason that it's not good, we think, to say the truth too much in close relationship is basically because other people don't want to work through their distortions. They can't be, they're not yet ready to be free of their resentment, or their blame, or their self-pity, or their oppositionalism, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So they don't want your truth. They don't want their truth either. If they don't want their truth, they don't want your truth. And yet, speaking truth in kindness is the absolute fastest way to deep love, partnership, deep union with a partner, I believe. And it's rarely done. Ray 5 is part of the problem. Blue ray, energy streaming, is the center for which, from which, for the first time, it's both outgoing and inpouring. It's not from which, but from which communication comes, and which represents basically a deep self-understanding. So Ra says, those blocked in fifth chakra, which means all of us somewhat, have difficulty in grasping their own spiritual and mental dynamics, and further difficulty expressing this kind of self-understanding. So know yourself, speak your truth. These are the two qualities of fifth chakra. The other two, Ra says, are regarding accepting communication from others. So our ability to know ourselves deeply and speak it parallels our ability to know others deeply and hear them. So those are most important qualities of fifth chakra. Let me go further. The new material, which we're starting pretty late, is the middle of 19, three foundation rays. So Ra says, the basic pivotal points of each level of development, that is, each density, or chakra level beyond the second, are as follows. These are the main rays that must be attended to. Firstly is the basic energy of red ray, first chakra. This ray may be understood to be the basic strengthening ray for each density. It's our anchor. It shall never be condescended to as less important or productive of spiritual evolution, for it is the foundation ray. And each of the, this, that's a direct quote. So the foundation ray is our anchor, our strengthening ray in each density. The next foundation ray is yellow, which is the great stepping stone ray. This is third. At this ray, the mind-body potentiates to its fullest balance as a mind-body, not yet spirit. Okay, that just means the qualities of mind-body are developed fully through third ray, first, second, third. The strong red, orange, yellow triad, first, second, third ray, springboards the entity into the green ray center, which is the resource for spiritual work. So we're moving from mind-body to mind-body-spirit integration. Green ray is a basic ray, but not a primary or foundation ray. So green, yellow ray is foundational, along with red and blue. Green is not. That's why the negative people, or those who go on the left-hand path, can shut down green ray, because it's actually not foundational. It's not primary, and they can do just fine working up into the higher centers, 6 and 7, without love. Only Ra talks about that, because only Ra, as a source that I've seen, speaks from beyond polarity, beyond zebra, very fully beyond. Now, third, when green ray has been activated, we find the third primary or foundation ray being able to begin potentiation. So that means the more love, the more wisdom possible. But without much love, without much green ray, there's not much fifth, except on the negative path, and that requires blocking of the fourth. So blue ray is the first true spiritual ray, in that all energy transfers are of an integrated mind-body-spirit nature. That's a very important point. I can't explain it too much, but that's because of the link between the fifth chakra and the 6 and 7. The blue ray seats the learnings, teachings, the learning of the spirit in each density within the mind-body, animating the whole, communicating to others, this entirety of beingness. Very deep talk. So, a few points here. The third primary ray is blue. It begins potentiation as heart chakra is activated for us on the positive path. It's the first true spiritual ray because it represents an integration of mind, body, and spirit, in that the throat is the bridge to the head. The body or the torso is very much a mind-body manifestation. The throat is the bridge to the spirit sphere, which is 6 and 7 chakra ray, which is the head. Blue ray seats the learnings and the teaching of spirit, meaning the qualities of the head, 6 and 7 chakra, in each density, within the mind-body, within the torso, within our personality, animating the whole, communicating to others this entirety of beingness. So the potential of blue ray is enormous, and that's why speaking your truth and speaking in general is very important. Last year I had a much greater blue ray blockage associated with yellow ray blockage. Now it's less, and part of that lessening is due to speaking more. And being in a place where you can speak a lot, meaning many contacts with people, or one deep contact with a person, is very helpful for blue ray and green and helping to unblock second and third. So I commend you to blue ray work. Indigo ray, though precious, is that ray worked upon only by the adept. So indigo ray equals adept. It's the gateway to intelligent infinity, bringing through intelligent energy. Intelligent infinity is a quality of 7. This is the energy center worked upon in those teachings considered inner, hidden, or occult. But this ray is infinite in its possibilities, right? Intelligent energy, infinite intelligence. As you are aware, those who heal, teach, and work for the Creator in any way, in a more specific sense, meaning light worker, or helper, you know, the helper of love and wisdom in any way, which may be in those who teach, heal, and work for the Creator in any way, which may be seen to be both radiant and balanced, are those activities which are indigo ray. So, love, light, radiation, meaning expressing your sense of wholeness, your sense of being one, whatever it is, that's radiant, offering, and that's indigo ray. As you are aware, violet ray is constant and does not figure into a discussion of the functions of ray activation, in that it is the mark, register, identity, and true vibration of an entity. So the true identity, our true identity is accessed by contact with seventh chakra. It's our true infinite nature, but it's not necessary for ray activation or balancing or working or clearing. It is as it is, and it's accessed after all the other workings, 2 through 6, are completed, normally not in third density. So let me read a couple more. I know that this is all deep and heavy, but to move through material, I'll just keep reading, because I want to give more new information this week. So, bottom of 19, assessing your chakra blockages. Again, if you know the meaning of the chakras, it's not that hard to do. Questioner, Don said, how can we assess which energy centers are activated and which are blocked? Your thoughts, Ross says, your thoughts, feelings or emotions, and least of all your behavior, can be used as signposts for the teaching and learning of self by self. In your analysis of your experiences each day, you can assess what you consider to be inappropriate, which is a funny word, inappropriate thoughts, behaviors, feelings, and emotions. So whenever you have, you know, a disturbing thought or feeling, that's an indication of a blockage, chakra blockage. Generally second or third. In examining these so-called, I say, so-called inappropriate activities of mind, body, and spirit, you may then place these distortions. That's the point. Placing these distortions in the proper vibrational ray or related chakra, and thus see where work is needed. Very straightforward, very simple. Don asks further, how would each of the rays appear in a perfectly balanced and undistorted entity? Which is good, because we can see what the goal would look like. Ra says, we cannot tell you this, for each soul's balance is perfect and unique. But we can offer you an example, in this case, the example of a wanderer. And in my commentary, in my view, what they're going to say is very common to ET souls and us here. So, in this entity, the first three rays may be viewed as extremely even, we hope. Red, orange, yellow. The green ray is extremely bright, which means we really want to help. This may be balanced by a dimmer indigo. Between these two, green and indigo, the individual's point of balance resides, the blue ray of the communicator, sparkling in strength above the ordinary. In the violet ray, we see this unique spectrograph, light chart, and at the same time, the pure violet also surrounds the whole. So you see, seventh chakra is the mark or the register of all chakras' balance or condition. It's also the embracing or the holding of the entirety of mind, body, spirit. So you can read it, but it's also the totality. So you basically read the seventh, you read the mind, body, spirit condition in the seventh chakra. Again, this is only done by adepts. It's read in the seventh chakra by the contrast between the appearance and the perfection of that violet ray, also seen in the seventh chakra. So, very interesting. So then, after the pure violet, which surrounds the whole, this will be surrounded by that which mixes the red and violet ray. So again, you see the chakra band, 7-1-1-7, surrounded by that which mixes the red and violet ray, indicating the integration of mind, body, and spirit. And this will be surrounded by the vibratory pattern of this entity's true density, the native higher density vibrational level. That's very interesting. It basically says that for somebody who can read, which is, you know, not too many of us, what would be seen around the integration of mind, body, spirit in seventh chakra is actually where that the entity, the wanderer, comes from. So that's also known and knowable. This description may be considered both unbalanced and in perfect balance. This is the point. This description may be considered both unbalanced and in perfect balance. How? Understanding its perfect balance is extremely helpful in dealing with others and ourselves. The ability to feel blockages, meaning knowing how the entity is, quote, unbalanced, this is relative view, is useful only to the healer. When viewing an entity's balance in colors, there should not be even a tiny fraction of judgment or blame. Of course, when we see that an entity has many of its energy chakras weakened and blocked, we may understand that this soul has not yet grasped the baton and begun the race. Not yet. Not yet done spiritual work, which is the condition of lots of people around us. However, the potentials are always there, and all the seven rays are fully balanced. All the seven rays fully balanced are there, waiting to be activated. So this is sort of discussion of relative and absolute view. Relative is time, space, change, more or less. Absolute view is the view from sixth and seventh dimension, that it's all perfect as is, and whatever is perfect simply because it is. Meanwhile, there is the appearance and the experience of imbalance or blockage. So the healer is one who can see blockage clearly. The healer is one who should be without a tiny fraction of judgment. Not without judgment, but without even a tiny fraction of judgment. Of course, we haven't achieved that yet. So some people have not made any effort and not developed the centers or their consciousness, it's fine. And other people have done more, which is fine. It's all the one creator experiencing itself. In the fully potentiated entity, meaning totally developed and balanced, all seven rays mount one upon the other with equal vibratory brilliance and scintillating sheen until the surrounding color of the whole is white. This is what you may call potentiated balance or balanced chakra activation in 3D. And Ross says, by the way, this is extremely rare. So Don asks further, and then if a soul evolves in a straight line from first through eighth density, would all the chakras, all the centers be activated to completion if everything worked as it should? You can already see his kind of immature view. Would each chakra be activated to completion and the greatest intensity by the end of the experience of each density? Right? So the harvestable 3D soul then is fully developed or fully unblocked in second and third, and somewhat developed, I guess, in fourth, and then they move on? Ra says, hypothetically speaking, this is correct, but it really doesn't happen. However, the fully activated being is rare. The fully activated being is rare. Therefore, more emphasis is laid upon the energy harmony and balance of souls. This is the reason why balance is critical. It is necessary for graduation across densities for the primary energy centers, 1, 3, 5, to be functioning in such a way as to communicate with intelligent infinity, 8, and to appreciate and bask in this light in all its purity. This, I will return to this point in a moment. However, to fully activate each center is the mastery of only a few souls, for each center has a variable speed of rotation or activity. Once all necessary centers are activated to the minimal necessary degree, it's more important to achieve harmony and balance between chakras. So the reason that balance is important is that harvestability, graduation across densities, requires these three primary rays, 1, 3, 5, red, yellow, blue, right, the primary colors, requires them to be functioning in such a way as to connect with eighth chakra, eighth density, and appreciate, you know, the creation as it is enough to withstand the light to graduate. Now, first means anchoring or strengthening means body strengthening, body health must be sufficient. Welcoming of the energy of the density to be here and be grounded. Third means having cleared somewhat your group relation or being willing to engage in the group or with others in your truth, in your love as you are, to the necessary minimal degree. And fifth means being able to know yourself, know others, listen to others, speak yourself, so to the necessary, sufficient, or minimal degree, also that represents acceptance of what is, or willingness to be in the existence, you know, the light of creation as it is. So the wanderer, not the wanderer, but the 3D soul, who may be quite loving, but very blocked in their social relation or very blocked in their communication, may not harvest. We're talking about 3D souls, not wanderers, okay? So only Ra, this is the only source that I've seen that gives such a technical, structural understanding of what balancing means in relation to the chakras, in relation to harvestability. Very important discussion, very mature. And, you know, there are all sorts of consequences and derivations that can be made from this in terms of what 1, 3, 5 mean, the relationship between 1, 3, 5 as structure. Structural elements of consciousness, of mind, of mind-body-spirit energy system, and how that relates to the development of other centers like 4 and 6. Very, very interesting. But that's a sort of advanced class on the chakras. So I think that's all we'll do for today. We did about a page and a half. The three foundation rays, how to assess chakra balances, chakra blockages, what perfect chakra balance is. and the importance of harmony and balance between the chakras, or integration of chakras. So next week we'll start on page 21, balance and chakra activation. It gets even further into this and makes an integration between an understanding of the chakras, technically, the meaning of each level, and how to work with emotions, meaning what is balance in daily life and how that relates to chakra development. Because it's really one system, you know, whether we talk about mind, emotional process, feeling, consciousness, or we talk about energy, they're basically one process seen from two levels. So dimension as a word relates to consciousness. Density as a word relates to energy, right? Density is high concentration of light. Dimension represents freedom of consciousness, mind. So energy and consciousness are the same. And understanding balance in terms of our emotional way of being in daily life with people and situations, and understanding energy conditions of chakras are also one system, looking at one system from two different perspectives. So this is very much the heart of the spiritual teachings in the raw material, I think. And I'm glad we're here. So I'll go now and look forward to next week and hope everybody will be with us again. And thank you again. I appreciate this opportunity every week. So Godspeed and be well, and don't worry. It's all held in the one love of Creator. And ask for help inwardly and it will come through the heart. You know, ask for help inwardly and it will come through the heart. Okay, take good care. Bye for now.